Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We were talking about campaign finance reform and the fellow that flew the gyrocopter and landed on the White House lawn or wherever it was there in Washington, D.C. And, I have yet to hear a good explanation for campaign finance reform, something that I really think would work. But
I did like his idea of him saying, hey, you can't be a lobbyist. No payola, not even an even sense of it. If you're in Congress, that's it. You're out of Congress. You're done.
What other jobs would people who leave Congress not be able to do?
I don't know, but that seems like certainly a good idea with the way he did.
Anything that... yeah, they should not have to be able to work for the government at all, or anything that does. It's just I don't know. I mean, you're just telling some career sector what they can't do after they get out of that career.
Anything
sector
that makes their lives harder is okay by me.
I got you, man. I don't particularly disagree with it, but it's just while we're stacking up things that Congress people can't do when they leave Congress. I
was thinking the other day, a lot of these, Democrats and liberals are, clamoring for a minimum wage, hike, my thought was, yeah, sure. I'd like to see the minimum wage go up to $174,000 a year.
That's what Congress gets.
Yeah, and then Congress would be making minimum wage.
Yep, fine by me.
And it's like, if you're gonna raise the minimum wage, then well, raise it to that. So that's that should be the baseline. Let them feel it.
That's just Mickey Mouse economics.
The minimum wage is generally for Mickey Mouse economic people.
Yeah, sure is. Well, I'm going to go on here with a article that I've been holding on here. It's this is from TheInertia.com. It's about a guy who was had some complaints about surfing in Canada. So he was surfing and river surfing, and he said some complaints here. Going on from TheInertia.com, Juan Hernandez writing, "Everybody loves Canadians, mainly because no other nation has ever been known more for their pleasant disposition than anything else. But now the pleasantries are landing one surfer on the wrong side of the law. David Crichton, I'm just going to go with that one, regularly paddles into the Ottawa River for some cold freshwater fun. Unfortunately for Crichton, the Good Samaritans who stop to watch are dialing 911 too quick and too often. So often, in fact, that Ottawa Fire Services have given Crichton a stiff warning. One more false alarm for a water rescue will bring a $4,000 fine."
So wait, where is he swimming?
He's surfing, surfing in the Ottawa River.
Okay.
So near Ontario.
Right. Okay.
As well intentioned as the bystanders' attempts are, it's pretty funny to think of what that same reaction would be on beaches all around the world whenever somebody goes over the falls. Imagine.
And why would they charge this guy? He didn't make the call. They should be charging the bystander.
Oh, that's...
You made a false call. $4,000.
I suppose they could do that, but the, for those people, many times it's probably their first call ever.
Yep.
And
oh, well, maybe you shouldn't be calling when somebody doesn't need a rescue.
Maybe you shouldn't be charging people, offer what is nominally a free service and then people for it when they call about something you don't want them to call about.
I agree with that, too.
I'm a volunteer firefighter, and I have talked to my fire chief on more than one occasion about these issues. So there are departments across the United States where they charge you for showing up to an accident, and it costs them money to do that. So why shouldn't they? If you have caused an accident, it is a reasonable assumption that people from the fire department and the rescue, the ambulance and these folks are going to show up. You have created a disturbance on the road. This is their job. And when they show up, they're going to probably, their insurance is going to pay out on this one. Mm-hmm. Now, in New Hampshire, you aren't required to have insurance, but send them a bill anyway. Send them a bill. See if they pay it, for God's sake. But there's also the automatic fire alarm. So people will install these things in their houses and businesses. In many cases, in their businesses, they have to install them. There's these big blinking boxes on the wall that seem to be programmed to do the dumbest things. They're constantly going off. They're nearly never reporting anything. You'll show up at the business where this thing's going off. The secretary will be like, "What? Right. I have no idea. What are you guys doing here? You're here? You're coming for us?" Right? They're completely out of touch of what's going on, and they they're frustrating as it could possibly be. But that's kind of the business. This is the tragedy of the commons. You've set yourself up as the monopoly rescue organization.
Hmm.
What a surprise when somebody calls you. They think somebody needs rescuing.
There's a cat stuck in my tree, and he really likes cheese pizza. Maybe you could bring one of them, too. It'll get him down.
Is that some kind of crank call? Because it's hilarious.
No, I just made that.
There's a cat stuck in the tree out in front of my house. Can you guys come get him? And I think he likes cheese pizza. Bring one along. Awesome. It's really, really funny. I would laugh and then hang up the phone and tell you to go to hell.
But what about my little kitty?
I mean, I get why the Ottawa, let's see, what's with the department here? Ottawa Fire Services is frustrated that people keep calling them about this guy in the river, but he's not calling.
Right.
He's not calling you. Right. It's not. I mean, he's just going out and using the river.
Right.
So, I mean, if he was out in a kayak and people kept calling, like, what if he's practicing his kayak rollover maneuver? I mean, right. It's not his fault.
Right.
Not his fault. You know, fire departments don't want to hold people responsible whose fault it is. Then why are we going to go after people whose fault it isn't? I don't really understand it, but it is a very frustrating story. And this just kind of shows, it shows the government for all that it is. It's an organization of force. Rather than trying to solve this problem, they're just saying,
right.
Hey,
we could use some extra revenue. Let's charge this guy $4,000.
Oh, they're just telling him he can't surf anymore.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they're the fun police. You know, thanks very much, fellas.
Yeah, speaking of which, I'm looking forward to New Hampshire.
Why don't they just say this? What's the guy's name? It's Crichton here. David Crichton. David, we do hereby, you'll have to sign this piece of paper. It's absolving us from any responsibility for coming to pick you up while surfing in the Ottawa River. If he signs this piece of paper, then he should be able to surf till he's blue in the face. Because right. This is one of the things that I've always found frustrating about the fire departments is they're like, you know, they'll always, my town will say, well, you got to have your driveway plowed because the fire department may need to come up there. You need to maintain your driveway for this reason or that reason. I don't really care about your stinking rescue vehicles. You know, like, no, I can't sue you if you can't get up a driveway that isn't properly maintained. What kind of dumb lawsuit would that be? Well, if they're having so many problems with that, just say, hey, man, we're not going to come out into the middle of the Ottawa River anymore to try to get you. If you call us and you say you need help, fine. We'll come get you. But we're not, upon someone else's call, we're not going to do that. Here, sign this piece of paper that says that you won't sue us. Then I'd love to see the lawsuit where they can actually bring in a lawsuit. He can bring a lawsuit against them for saying, they didn't respond when I came, fell off my surfboard and bumped my head in the middle of the Ottawa River. Well, they said they weren't going to, didn't they?
Right.
So you probably should have, A, not surfed in the river, or B, worn a helmet, dum-dum. I mean, you know, they shouldn't be taking this guy's freedom away, threatening to charge him $4,000 for playing in the water.
So I want to ask you, speaking of which, for things that people do about revenue collection, this, you know, revenue collection schemes, about one that's coming up in New Hampshire for $100, then $250, and then $500 in fines at an escalating pace. Are you aware of the July 1st law that's coming up about the cell phone use and not being able to touch your cell phone?
One of these driving while distracted laws. They're all over the country.
I'm curious about your thoughts.
Different forms. 855-450-3733. And I'm interested in your thoughts on it. 855-450-3733.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
¶¶
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can contact us on Skype. Usually it sounds a bit better when people call through Skype, but not always. Our username there is lrn.fm. And the old-fashioned way is 855-450-3733. When you do your online shopping, please do it through shop.freetalklive.com. We've got links there for Amazon, Walmart, Newegg, a few other retailers. When you go through there, you get the same prices and the same service that you would normally get. It doesn't cost you anything more to use our link. An extra click, I guess it costs you an extra click. So if you can afford the extra tenth of a calorie it costs to click more than one time, then please do your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com because it makes a big difference for us. We are able to offload much of the risk that comes with sort of taking big corporate advertisers when you do your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Thank you so much.
These businesses pay for referrals.
Yes, they do. So you had asked Johnson about this. There's a distracted driving law or a texting while driving law or whatever going through here in New Hampshire, and they're going through all over the country.
Yeah, sure. Well, in some places they're better than others. In New Hampshire, it's written in the stupid way. And the stupid way is that you can't touch the device while you're driving.
Yeah.
That's just dumb. Because smartphones, like my smartphone is my GPS. You know, it's like you can't program your GPS while driving. Well, okay, that's fine, but that's not the extent of where it goes. It's you can't touch it. Okay, well, I use Waze, which allows people to report hazards and whatnot, but I can't touch my phone now because we're in New Hampshire. Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's set the scene here. Let's not forget that texting while driving is an extraordinarily dangerous activity that results in
accidents. Well, for example, let's talk about the way the bill is written in New Mexico, which allows for hands-free texting. That is where you press a button, you can speak, and guess what? We live in a day and age where there is speech-to-text computer transcription.
Sure does.
I've done it all the time while driving.
I've never done
speak.
It. I don't text that much. I don't get the whole texting thing. I can understand it if you're sort of in a meeting and you need to get a little bit of information to somebody. I get it, but people text a lot more than I do.
Right.
I like to talk. I'd prefer to talk on the phone generally.
To me, it's just extremely more efficient than typing. If you have a short, a little bit of information to get out. If you got a lot of information you need to exchange with someone, then yeah, okay.
Okay.
Call them.
So texting while driving is dangerous. It's been shown, supposedly, to be even more dangerous than being at the illegal alcohol limit. So the 0.08, you're safer while driving without a phone in your hand at 0.08 blood alcohol than you are to drive while texting.
Yeah, and I agree. The way they when they do the tests the way that they do, I absolutely agree. With you, when you are staring at your phone and you've got to solve math problems and stuff like that and text, you know, and then you've got people that are drunk and they can't go through the same courses or whatnot, the way that they have them texting and driving, absolutely. But I think if someone's like texting at a light,
I think that this is one of the places that you're liable to be seen touching your phone is a stoplight.
Right.
I don't think too many people understand that they're going to be ticketed for texting while at a stoplight. The worst thing that happens there is somebody behind you has to go beep to get you to go.
Right.
Now, it's annoying, agreed, but not life-threatening.
Right. And then there's no, you know, like, where's the law for reading a book while driving? Because that happens all the time.
I used to do it. I've done it. I shouldn't say used to do it. I have done it.
Right.
Also,
I think that's insane.
Fiddling with the radio. I mean, you're taking your eyes off of the, how many people are listening to my voice?
And
how many people are punching out because they find me annoying?
Yeah. Here's the other thing, though. Have you ever seen the inside of a police cruiser?
Yeah.
Do as I say, not as I do. Oh, I got a laptop. I got a radio. I got 12 different radios. What the do? I got, you know, like, I'm going to be staring at this thing and this little gizmo over here. And then, you know, okay.
They've gotten into accidents plenty of times.
Yeah, they slam into people at, like, 100 miles an hour because they're also speeding out of their minds.
Okay, so what's the solution for this, I guess, is what my question would be, because I would have to say that texting while driving is a dangerous activity. I do think that many of the laws are really just sort of revenue generators. They don't care. They don't seem to have much of a care for what is most expedient.
I think if an officer is caught on a dash cam touching their computer while they're driving, that absolutely we should prosecute to them to the fullest extent of the law.
They're not going to go for that, and it's never going to happen.
Right.
So,
I think whoever files 91A requests should start just filing over and over and over again. They were texting while driving, just complaint after complaint.
91A isn't a complaint. It is a
freedom of information for the dash cam video so that you can file complaints against the officers.
Oh, I see. So you get the dash cam video.
Right. Just keep requesting all the video.
Well, I think that you might be able to set it up where if you lived on a corner or something like that, you could kind of look at as the police car stopped at the stop sign.
Yep.
You could see if they're looking at something and that kind of thing.
Sure.
And, you can do a FOIA request and go after them that way. That might teach them to not look at their gizmos, at least at that corner.
At least at that corner, exactly.
But they're going to go after. They're going to know you're there at some point and start looking to hassle
you. I just think, hey, let's make this. If it's good, because this is in my mind is about revenue, especially with $100, $250, $500 fee schedule. I want to see this become costly to them.
Well, it's not going to. It's going to be
pretty
costly
unlikely
to the average individual who's trying to use their phone to.
I don't know. We're in New Hampshire.
Navigate.
Different things can happen here with the number of activists.
Maybe, but I suspect that the intention is to go after the average individual who's using their phone to
navigate.
And also,
by the way, go after Maggie. If you see, she's the one who signed this in the law.
Does she have to drive?
I'm sure. Occasionally.
She didn't have somebody driving around.
I don't know.
I don't have any idea. Well, this is it does show a disparity between them and us as far as
it sure is.
The law enforcement and political class and the rest of us. I can certainly see that, but I do think that texting while driving is a dangerous activity. But I would think it would be far more relevant to look at somebody's phone. Are you in fact texting?
Right.
Like that. If the police officer claims to have seen a person texting, then...
Yeah, but it's also just touching the phone is the way this law is written. You still need to touch the phone to make the phone call with the hands-free device. For the most part, that's the phones. We haven't gotten to the point where I think operation.
Rich people don't. My wife has a 2012 vehicle or something.
I'm sure it's not a problem for Maggie.
And it just hooks right in through the Bluetooth, and you just push a button and you can like a button on the steering wheel will make a telephone call.
Right, but for the average, for average folk that don't have all these devices built into their car, you still got to touch the phone. You got to touch the phone to have it activate whatever hand-free device you do have.
Or if you do touch the phone, you got to hold it down nice and low so they can't see what you're doing.
And you have to look down.
Right. If you hold the phone up on the steering wheel at the top of, at 12, what I was called was,
right.
You're supposed to hold the phone at 10 and 2.
Right.
Or excuse me, hold the wheel at 10 and 2. If you hold the phone up at 12 and look at whatever you've got to look at on the phone, it seems like it's significantly safer than holding it down in your lap and looking
right.
There, and that's what they're, to some extent, incentivizing people to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is the unintended consequences of this law. You can see that from the very beginning. I don't know. I'm not saying it should be legal, but I don't have any particularly good solutions on how to make it safer.
And there's some sort of crazy device I've heard about in some states where they're actually able to intercept or see that someone's texting and they can send them a text in their vehicle. There's some sort of weird break it through. I don't know.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it is creepy, too.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. You can get the latest news by going and signing up for our email list at updates.freetalklive.com. It's updates.freetalklive.com. Well, you know, stations we add or events we're going to or awards we win, things like that. It's a good way to keep your finger on the pulse of Free Talk Live. It's updates.freetalklive.com. Strange article coming from boingboing.net. This is a pretty big blog on the internet, followed by a lot of people. Apparently, the claim is that porn actors must wear protective goggles during shoots, according to California safety standards. California's Division of Occupational Safety and Health has issued a set of safety standards for all California porn production sets. The 21-page standards presentation, here's a PDF here, goes into graphic detail about the safety precautions that are to be undertaken when adult video actors perform various acts. Here's one eye-opening detail from the document. Personal protective equipment. One, where occupational exposure remains after institution of engineering and work practice controls, the employer shall provide at no cost to the employee appropriate personal protective equipment such as, but not limited to, condoms, gloves for cleaning, and if contact of the eyes with OPIMSTI.
I'm just imagining the future porn like, that's so hot. Like they're in like some sort of a, you know,
hazmat suit.
Mother.
They've got this abbreviation here that I'm not entirely sure of. His response is, if contact of the eyes with this abbreviation is reasonably anticipated, you must have eye protection. It's available. Personal protective equipment will be considered appropriate only if it prevents blood or OPIM-STI from passing through to or reaching the employee's eyes, mouth, or other mucous membranes or non-intact skin under normal conditions of use and for the duration of time which the protective equipment will be used. So OPIM-STI means pre-ejaculate, ejaculate, semen, vaginal secretions, fecal matter, and rectal secretions. Secretions from wounds or sores that are potentially infected with sexually transmitted pathogens. Any other bodily fluid, when visibly contaminated with blood, or all bodily fluids in situations where it is difficult or impossible to differentiate between body fluids. Boy, I feel so much better finding out what that little anagram stood for. I don't know about you, but I have seen a little porn in my life, and
So let's go with a literal definition, because the way you said that, I'm like, well, this doesn't necessarily make sense. OPIM-STI means other potentially infectious materials for sexually transmitted infection.
Okay, yeah. STI, I was pretty sure what that was, but the OPIM, I wasn't sure of. So I can't imagine seeing a pornographic film where a woman is wearing safety goggles unless that is the setting, right? Like she's a construction worker or something. They often do these odd scenarios, and I'm sure people have sex in odd scenarios, so it's all fine as far as I'm concerned. I don't even understand how porn makes money anymore after it's all given away for free on things like Pornhub and that kind of thing. Whatever. It doesn't matter to me, but I think it's really odd here. I can imagine there'd be a great deal of pressure. All the rules in the world that says a porn actor or actress can wear safety goggles if that's what they want to do doesn't change the incredible pressure that that person would have to conform to what the standards are of the industry, right?
Right.
So if you're shooting a pornographic film and you don't want to have safety goggles in it, you're just going to say to the actors and actresses ahead of time, hey, do you want safety goggles? Oh, you do? Well, don't show up today.
Right.
And that's that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that there might be some kind of labor clause or something involved. But these people are contractors, not employees, I'm sure.
And then the other thing is that there are other states where it's legal to film pornography that are not California.
Look, one.
What?
I think there's. I'm not sure how many states there are, but I think that it's just New Hampshire.
Well, hey,
it is legal to do in New Hampshire.
Yep.
I don't know about the other states, but most of the porn, as I understand, is done like in Orange County, California.
Right.
So I guess it'd be really strange.
There may be a major shift real fast.
It must be really strange if you live in Orange County, California, and you watch a lot of porn, because you'd be seeing these people. Every once in a while, you're going to run across them out eating out or doing whatever they're doing. Apparently, you don't have real jobs.
Hopefully, no pun intended there.
So going on with quotes, these are regulations designed for medical settings and are unworkable in an adult film set. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the L.A. Daily News. Dane Duke, CEO of the Canoga Park-based Free Speech Coalition, said the proposed standards overshoots what is needed on porn sets, overshoots it. These are regulations designed for medical settings.
More of those fun phrasing.
Yes, spewing out puns.
Overshooting things.
and are unworkable in an adult film set, or even a Hollywood film set, said Duke said in a statement. Duke said her organization, several other groups, would prefer to see the proposed regulations amended with input from both performers and public health officials in ways that protect adult film performers without stigmatizing and shutting down an entire industry. Yeah, this is either a silly waste of time or it's going to drive the porn industry out of the state of California.
Well, I've got an article about a leading STD doctor who dismisses porn's claims about the goggles.
Okay.
So this guy, Dr. Klausner, has been distributing this article here that says, on May 21st, 2015, the California OSHA Standards Board held a public hearing to address the safety and health of the adult film industry. Currently, Cal OSHA regulates adult film sets under the Bloodborne Pathogen Standard, known as Section 5193. However, the adult film industry has argued that Section 5193 is too broad for adult films. Therefore, the division proposed Section 5193.1, an amendment to the current standard.
God, I love government speak.
An amendment to the current standard to specifically add the word condoms as an approved barrier method in adult films. Unfortunately,
sometimes you see condoms in adult films.
Yeah. Unfortunately, as a result of the incorrect information put out by the adult film industry, many news articles claim that proposed Section 5.5193.1 additionally requires goggles during the production of adult films. However, the new language does not include the word goggles anywhere. Only the current standard, Section 5193, cites the goggles as a type of personal protective equipment because the language covers all types of industry workers in California. If anything, the proposed Section 5193.1 demonstrates Cal OSHA's willingness to update the existing regulations to specifically address safety and health in an industry as unique as adult films. Case reports and research studies have documented ocular and oral STDs, including gonorrhea and chlamydia, as a result of bodily fluid exposure. This is why California OSHA requires adult film producers to avoid ejaculation in the eyes and mouth. Luckily, there are many ways to reduce STD exposure with the use of goggles, such as avoiding direct exposure to the eyes and mouth, or use of imitation fluids, such as methyl cellulose. Most methods are commonly utilized in adult films. Proposed in Section 5193.1 is not about efforts to eliminate the adult film industry through the implementation of impossible regulations. It is about creating reasonable standards to protect workers in an industry that seriously violates safety and health regulations. There is nothing new in the proposed language that wasn't previously included in the existing longstanding regulations other than the word condoms.
That may or may not be true, but the term here is does say eye protection. And if contact of the eyes with OPIMSTI is reasonably anticipated, eye protection. It's in the law.
Right.
Whether it's new or not,
right.
It may just have been brought to people's attention by the addition of this word.
Well, I wonder if this 5193.1 is the only clause that refers to the adult industry, or if they have to go by the whole regulation.
855, 450, free.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
So Mark and I were talking about these looters, in Baltimore and in Ferguson. It seems like every time there's some kind of an upset, the looters come out. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm a small business guy. Mark's a small business guy. And we go to guns80.com and we get our AR-15 kits and we get our 30-shot magazines and we're ready for the looters, if you get my drift. Hello. Don't wait for the powers that be. Go to guns80.com. Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Might be able to squeeze your call in here if you call very shortly, 855-450-FREE. Talking about this regulation in California that requires porn sets to provide porn actors and actresses with safety goggles if they wish to do porn. And I think that that'd be a little weird, you know, like it seems odd. Nonetheless, you don't find topics like what Free Talk Live talks about, you know, the ideas of liberty, on too many shows. It's just not really done. And if you like that, if you like what we produce out there and you want to support what we do so that we can get on more radio stations, the way to do that is to go and join the AMP program. Now, that isn't going to give, it isn't going to give me money to buy, you know, whatever it is that I may need in my life, because it doesn't go for that. It simply goes to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We make our money and our revenue off of advertising, which is, you know, closely associated with talk radio. So if you want to support the message of liberty, please do it by going through amp.freetalklive.com.
So I imagine the next spate of porn is going to be like, hey, baby, and they meet at a gun range, or like, hey, baby, they meet at a lab. Or like, hey, baby, they meet at any other place where they're already wearing
eye protection.
It's not, you know, safety goggles.
All this is going to do is drive the women that and men that want to wear the actors that want to wear safety goggles out of the business, because they're just not going to get any work.
Right. Well, wait, what are you talking about? Like, well, because
the
if it's a requirement,
it's a requirement that they're offered, but not a requirement that they wear them.
Okay.
So anybody who wants to wear them will just not get any more work.
Right.
And, you know, that'll be it. Yeah, you just won't be asked back. You'll be blackballed. Let's go to James calling in from Kalamazoo. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes. It just kind of seems like another ridiculous overreach by the government to me. It just seems to me as if the free market has already kind of taken care of this, not just with the porn industry, you know, where essentially it's people, you know, coming to a mutual contract with each other. But, you know, also, for example, in Nevada, I watched a documentary about the Bunny Ranch at one point and, you know, showing, for example, with prostitution that they made it extremely safe by having it legal because now these places actually do testing for STDs and things like that. So it just seems as, to me as if the free market has already taken care of this issue, you know. And I guess I just wanted to hear what you guys thought about that.
Yeah, I have no idea how the porn industry works, but I do know that these legal brothels in Nevada do have, you know, testing regimens. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're regulated by the government. But I do also think that people are, you know, like this... This brings in customers. Like I as a customer,
definitely have testing regimens as well.
Yeah, I as a customer would want to know that you know the prostitute with which I was deciding to couple was you know tested. Like that would keep me out of the business if I didn't know that. So businesses are incentivized to do that. How often they would do it, I think that the free market would actually dictate that rather than the government. But it's probably pretty close.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that the free market would actually be more stringent, and I don't know. When you guys brought up the subject, it's like here are consenting adults essentially signing a contract, and it's been okay so far, you know, as far as the porn industry. You know, I've seen a few videos myself, and it doesn't seem to me as if anybody there is being coerced into doing it. It seems to me as if the government is trying to coerce people into essentially not being able to come up with these contracts.
I would think that to some extent, porn, like you wouldn't hear if somebody had some kind of, you know, adverse reaction to getting something in their eye,
right,
or whatever. You probably wouldn't hear about that. But the thing is what porn's going to be outcompeted in many ways by couples at home that are willing to, you know, for money, show you what it is that they're doing. I think that there's, you know, that's really, you know, hit the porn industry rather hard is there's a bunch of people out here that are willing to do this for less. And as I understand it, there are couples that, you know, that's their job. Their job is to do what most couples do for free. And they just do it on video. And they may take requests for certain acrobatic acts or whatever it is that they might do. But that's that. I imagine they have, you know, they don't have the longest career life. You know, people get tired of watching the same folks. And they also, as you age, you know, and not everybody ages so well. But... yeah, I mean, I think that the porn industry's they've changed a great deal over the course of the last decade, and I suspect there's going to be a lot more changes coming.
Yep. All right, thanks for having me.
Yep, no problem. 855-450-3733.
Moments left.
Yeah. So. Well, I think that, yeah, I'm giving the number out. yeah, you might be able to get you. There's no doubt about it. So the, like, for instance, they did this at one point. They were trying to make sure that everybody in porn wore a condom. Do you remember this kerfuffle? And I've seen porn with condoms, and I've seen it without. And, you know, I mean, I guess the one thing that I notice in my mind is like, I'm like, oh, there's a condom. Right? Like, I can kind of see it in
not
my
for
mind.
Me. Condom for me. Nope, not watching this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a turnoff for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't say they're my favorite devices in the world, but fortunately I don't have to. You know, there have been times when I was married that we had to use them. I guess before I had my vasectomy, we were in a situation where my wife didn't want to go on the pill after
right.
my son. She had some kind of complications from the pregnancy or whatever and didn't want to go back on the pill.
Right.
And, you know, I hadn't had my operation. And there was like a month after the operation that you have to kind of
yeah.
clean out the pipes or whatever. And
I thought it was three, but yeah, okay.
Okay, well, I don't know what period of time it was, but it was in that period of time. And, you know, it wasn't the greatest thing in the world. It beats, I can understand why people have them. It beats an unwanted pregnancy or an STD.
Right.
But not, they're not my favorite things.
It's like trying to operate a complex, you know, device with gloves on. It's like the same feeling. I can't.
I mean, there's times when you want to, you know, yeah. It's a different sort of nerves, right? You can't read Braille with that thing, but it's...
imagine putting on latex gloves and then trying to read Braille. That's pretty much exactly what it's like. That's the best. That takes my glove analogy to the next level. Thank you.
But they, basically, somehow or another, this was circumvented. The vast majority of porn out there not using condoms for the vast majority of acts. And the world still circles the sun just fine. The humans are born and humans die. And, you know, everything goes on the way that it went on. You know, so many people claim that everybody in the porn industry is coerced, and I just don't go for it. I just don't believe it.
Right.
I don't believe. Yes, I believe that there are people in porn and people in prostitution that are forced to do it, and it's reprehensible. But I wouldn't even go so far as to say that it's half or even close to half. I would suspect that people are doing it for the paycheck.
Right.
A friend of mine wanted to start a porn company in the state of Florida, and before it was legal to do so, and he just put out some kind of ad in some kind of place where you can put ads up for free before Craigslist existed, and he got all kinds of responses from ladies who were willing to do porn for just a few $100s.
Yep.
I'm willing to bet that they didn't have Czechoslovakian gangsters holding guns to the back of their heads when they sent those emails.
Yeah.
And see, this is the politically correct speech that's out there, because now if you want to be the right politically correct individual, you have to believe that everybody who's in the sex industry is there because they're having a gun held to their head by some mobster and they've been kidnapped from Asia or something like that. I don't know, but it's just ludicrous nonsense. People are motivated by money.
Right.
And most of the people listening to me for the right amount of money would do some kind of sexual act.
And a lot of women.
Am I calling my listeners a bunch of hookers? Yes, I am.
There's a lot of people out there who would do it for not even very much money, I think.
Well, sure.
Interested in getting involved.
Yeah, well, there's that too. As the act gets more private, the price tag goes down, If it's going to be down on the 50-yard line of the Super Bowl, the price tag's going to be higher for most people. Well, anyway, you can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We've got archives available going back for years at archives.freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And check out and get those news updates. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and sign up for the email list. The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.